You're listening to another episode of The Zag. Eric DeSobe here, excited to be joined by not one, but two of our 2020 NLC LA fellows. Michael Deegan-McCree is here, as well as Michelle Sanchez. They're going to talk about the upcoming NLC fundraiser, but we have some more important and timely topics to discuss before that. You don't want to miss this episode. Let's get to it. All right, Michael, it's Friday the 29th. World is turned upside down even more than it was even just 48 hours ago, even a week ago, with all the happenings across the country, but especially in Minneapolis today. I'd love for you to share a little bit about what you were able to do with our 2020 fellows last night.
Yeah, thanks for having me on again, Eric. Unfortunately, it's again to talk about something that's really just stressful and hurting a lot of people in the progressive movement. But last night, myself and another fellow that you had on previously with me, Sean Angst, we decided to open up a space for the 2020 class here at NLC LA to just share their feelings around all of the current pain that's going on, especially as it relates to violence against the African-American community. I feel like it's really important that inside of an organization that really holds itself up on progressive values and a mission to push those forward, that those who are leading those efforts also have a space to tell how the current atrocities against any marginalized community is currently impacting them. I feel like in the work that we do on a daily basis, there are times where we have to hide some of who we are to be productive and in order to communicate with those who are doing the work alongside of us. And so that should not be what we have to do here at NLC, no matter what chapter you belong to. NLC needs to be a place, and it is a place. It's proven to be a place for people of color, people from all my marginalized backgrounds to come together and talk about what's really on their mind, how they're really feeling, in a place so they can be understood and heard. And so last night we held one of these places to talk about the violence against the African-American community, how you can be an impactful ally and what steps you can take to opt in, even if you are a white person and you have that white card and the ability to opt out. It was a really lovely evening with our cohort. A lot of tears were shed, a lot of love was shared, and a lot of support was given, and that was the exact intention, and that's what we delivered upon last night.
And then Michelle, one of the things I appreciated that you followed up that conversation with was some really helpful resources for folks to have some tangible actions they can take in the coming days and weeks. Can you share a little bit about how you put that list together?
Yeah, of course. So one of my teacher colleagues, we first started teaching in Boston, put together these resources. Like Michael said, many of us are hurting. And so he put together these resources with other folks, and on the lines of, you know, seeking justice means putting in the work, saying their names, sharing their stories, and first and foremost, taking action. I think that is really like the goal of these documents and resources. So we'll put it it's already on our Instagram. We'll find other ways to get it out to folks too. But just ways like what petitions to sign, you know, what actions can we take? Whose positions do we need to demand resignations of, and so forth. And so I think just helping folks finding a way, I know for me in my healing, it's like, I want to know what action can I take to support my community and to disrupt these institutions. And that's one of the resources I think that other folks can lean on and hopefully take action with.
Yeah, thanks for sharing those, and thanks for continually pushing NLC to make those things happen and give that brave space for people to occupy. We'll talk a little bit more after the break about why NLC is now more important than ever. Thanks for tuning into this episode. We'll be right back. Yeah, one of the unique aspects of the 2020 class is typically this time of year, y'all would be prepping an in-person fundraiser for the chapter. That would be a time to get everyone together and celebrate and have some fun. Obviously, that's going to be very difficult and challenging in the rest of 2020 for in-person, but y'all have really carried that mantle for fundraising for NLC chapter regardless. And I want to give you a little bit of space to talk about that. Michael, starting with you, as you thought about the ask and asking people to support something like NLC during this time when financially people are in much different straits than they were 2-3 months ago. How did you put that together in your mind to be sensitive to what's going on right now?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think, you know, in the very beginning of our fellowship year, our co-directors of Institute, Maria and Elizabeth, asked, you know, who thinks that they want to be heavily involved with this fundraiser for the 2021 class, right? And I remember Michelle and I, like, both of us popped up right away, and we were like, you know, we would love to be the fundraiser co-chairs. And there were other folks in our cohort that were interested, but ultimately it came down to the two of us. And I remember, like, we high-fived and we were, like, super excited about having this opportunity to lead this, you know, very opinionated and very ambitious group of young adults to raise funds for something that we really believe in. And we got a really, really good, healthy start on finding location and building a theme. And then COVID-19 happens, right? And totally changes the course of what our fundraise is going to look like. And, you know, we stayed optimistic. We decided, you know, let's try and build a coalition of California chapters. Let's make suggestions to national on how we can still make this happen, you know, all the while not knowing what's going to come next. And then I think we hit a point working with the board here at NLCLA of this, you know, real understanding that this is really going to be a challenge. And we got a lot of feedback from the fellows in our cohort about how worried they were asking family, friends, colleagues for money, right? As you just mentioned, we all come from backgrounds and we serve communities that are the first to be negatively impacted by anything that impacts the economy in a negative way. And so we really had to dig deep and think about how we were going to allow NLCLA to continue to fund itself and make that same promise to the 2021 class. And so, you know, a brilliant idea came to pass from the concern of our fellows to me and Michelle being the liaison between the fellows and the board, and the board's leadership deciding, you know what, we're going to tap into our alumni network, right? What makes the most sense is to go out and communicate to those that NLCLA has already invested in and tap into that experience that they had and tap into the support that they have gathered throughout their careers since they were fellows. And ask for their help, right? Simply say, this is really, really important. You know how important this is because you have been here. We can't do this without you. And so along with the National NLC Legacy Campaign, which is just in the light of really making sure that all 50 chapters can continue on with the 2021 class, mm-hmm. that's what we decided to do here is ensure that, you know, we can partner with those who have been invested in previously to ensure that more groups in the coming years are going to be able to have the exact same experience.
And then, Michelle, as you've chatted with alumni, as you've made fundraising calls or sent some emails, what kind of responses are you getting back from y'all asking to support the chapter right now?
Well, I want to give a shout out to Kat, our fellow NLC alum, for helping us also going through with our alumni and just trying to understand also like how, you know, maybe this COVID has impacted some alum and maybe like our asks. And so I think that made me feel more comfortable as far as like knowing how to approach this. I know that was definitely a concern of our fellows. And so I think it's been an open response as far as like, yes, I hear you. I think leaning on our alumni during this time of uncertainty for many of the folks in our community is our strongest point to lean on because they get it. You know, they firsthand went through this experience. They understand many of them have, you know, taken different paths in their careers. To continue with their different movements, whether it's, you know, in law or education and so forth. And so I think that's the community that we're going to be able to, you know, move forward with this. And we've been, Michael and I have been very intentional about how delivering of the process and shifting with, you know, developments of, you know, with COVID and then with our fellows and the impacts at, with our day-to-day job. And so we have folks like Michael, who have like very experience with fundraising, and then folks like myself, even though I wanted to be co-fundraising chair, have zero fundraising experience to like this capacity. So I think that's why I think Michael and I worked really well to really cater to the varying needs of our cohort, and knowing that's one of the goals of NLC is to give us this experience to really pull everything in that we've been learning these last couple of months within our program, and then carry out this fundraiser. And so we've adapted, and I think right now we have our fellows have pledged to donate their deposits, and then many fellows have also volunteered to call. And some can't, and you know, and that's okay. And so I think we're looking at, you know, the success of this fundraiser in different ways. Maybe it's your deposit, maybe it's you sharing and posting on social media, whatever people can is valid. And I think Michael and I just want to keep supporting our fellows as we are all focused on supporting NLC, because I think, you know, we see the value in it, and we don't want other folks who are looking for opportunities like this to grow their leadership to not be able to participate, you know, with recent posts by the current president. It's like those are more just signs, right, that we need to increase our progressive leadership to advocate for those in need.
And then, Michael, for those that are inspired by what y'all are saying, what's the best practical way for them to support you?
Well, you know,
Are there places to go? How can I give you all my money, Michael, is what I'm trying to say.
Hey, you know what? You know what, Eric, anytime you want to give us your money, you can go ahead.
Venmo, Cash App, all of it.
Yeah. Yeah, if you just go to the NLCLA website, there's a link where you can donate funds. You can even go on the NLCLA Instagram and write in the bio. The link is sitting right there. Many of the fellows have the link inside of their personal Instagram bios as well. And, you know, I want to give a shout out to the NLCLA community at large already. You know, for years, NLCLA has provided a safe and really inclusive space for progressive leaders to come to the table and make these changes. And like, that's what this money is for, right? That's where this money is going. And, you know, we just started the outreach for our campaign last week. And in the first week, we raised almost $1,000. And that was strictly based off of our social media campaign and NLCLA alums answering the call, right? And I think that speaks volumes to the dedication and the investment of not only NLCLA in fellows and its alums, but also that same investment has been reciprocated. So please go to the website, please go to the NLCLA Instagram, click on that link, and really anything helps, right? Any donation that you can give from $5 to $100 to $500, whatever you are able to invest in NLCLA is going to go a long way.
And I'll just say it's newleaderscouncil.org/support Los Angeles.
Love it. We'll make sure to put all that info in the description for the episode. Thanks for all you're doing. And when you signed up in January, I didn't expect you thought you'd be here, but we're so glad that you are the ones leading the charge on this and making sure that future classes can exist and enjoy the same experience that y'all have. Thanks so much for that. And thanks everyone for listening to this episode of The Zag. Make sure to catch all past episodes. There's been a lot dropped in the last 2-3 weeks. Get those all the places you find your podcast: SoundCloud, Spotify, Stitcher. Don't forget to subscribe on Apple or Google. Check them out. And until next time, we'll catch you soon.